Blog Talk Radio.
That's it, and there'll be some discussion.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany, the day before the election in the city of Albany. And I have my guest today is Conservative Party Chairman Richie Stack. And Richie is here primarily to talk about the Queeman's land sale and the fact that it will be brought up at tonight's common council meeting and voted upon for the budget. So Richie, tell us what's going on.
Well, you know, the land sale, the city owns, as most people know, the city bought this property years ago as a future site for a landfill because Albany's landfill was filling up. And now it hasn't been developed at all, and people have refuted the idea of a landfill being built in their town of Queeman's. The city now is looking to sell this property and relieve itself of the $100,000 a year taxes they're paying on it, and they've come up with a price around, I guess, $380,000, which is a far cry from the $5 million that originally was paid by Tom Whalen. You had the $100,000 a year income, $100,000 a year taxes they've been paying the last 12 years. City's got well over $6.25 million invested, and this property is being sold to Carver Laraway and his company that does business down in Queeman's to expand the port of Queeman's. But you know, some people do question the price, and was there a fair opportunity for the public to participate, including Lafarge down there that's adjacent to this property down in Queeman's?
You're saying that the price is just one aspect of the controversy. Talk about the other aspects that are kind of questionable in your opinion.
Well, just the fact that, you know, the transparency, you know, the estimate was done by a Bauer company, which gave a fair estimate of the property. But industrial property of that nature and size is very, very valuable. And, you know, to disperse of it at this amount of money, I don't know if that would have been the right thing to do. I mean, they auction off houses for taxes, and they auction off equipment when they sell used fire department equipment. Why wouldn't you have auctioned off to the highest bidder this piece of property? You know what I mean?
Why do you think it wasn't brought up for a bid?
I don't know. The way I read what I've read about the past was that the council a couple of years ago approved to allow the mayor to go forward and to try to sell that property, permission to put out feelers and try to sell that property to get rid of it off of the city's books and stop paying the $100,000. It's just the quickness of which the announcement was made and the selection of the party that I think caught some people off guard on the matter.
Now, do you think that it was sold at such a low rate to lessen the deficit?
Well, I don't know the lessen the deficit. I just think it was, you know, it was let go of because they felt they had no use for it, and it was a drain of $100,000 of cash every year to the town of Queeman's to pay taxes on a piece of property that they had no use of developing. They couldn't develop. They couldn't make a landfill out of it. So they're just spending $100,000 a year to have this piece of property in the town of Queeman's, serving no purpose.
Now, you said it was bought under the Whalen administration. Why, at that time, was this property bought?
Well, it was bought because of the fact that the Albany landfill was filling up with trash, its capacity. And the landfill has had a couple of exemptions granted by DEC to expand, including the removal of the former Answers building in order to give it more capacity so Albany could continue to take not only its own trash in, but the private trash that generates about 10% of the revenue in the city of Albany's budget.
Now, how soon into the sale of the property was it realized that this was not a wise choice to make?
I don't know. I think the announcement in the paper right after the primary, I think it caught a lot of elected officials flat-footed and brought to their attention immediately this deal that was made, you know, that's announced less than 24 hours after the primary. I think that's what I think people are, you know, the actual legislators are looking for some transparency, and they want to see, you know, the mechanism that brought about this bid and why this was selected, and was anybody else given any opportunity to participate in this purchase?
Now, if this is voted upon tonight,
mm-hmm.
and it's a yes vote, and it goes through, what are the ramifications?
Well, the ramifications are that the city will get $360,000 cash. They'll stop paying, hemorrhaging $100,000 a year, paying taxes on this property that they've never used for a moment, and it'll just be one less asset the city of Albany owns on its books.
Okay. So do you think this is a controversial issue?
I don't know, really say, I wouldn't say it's a killer deal, but I think it's just the fact that the way it happened in the time period it happened has people's attention, and they want some more information as to some more of the facts that took place on this thing.
So does the public at this point have a right to say, not so fast, we want more facts?
Well, they do, and again, you've got new people coming on in the Common Council that'll be voted on tomorrow, that'll be sworn in on January 1st, and you've got other people
right.
that are sitting there right now that are not going to be part of that new Common Council going forward, and I think it's one of those things where if I was a new person coming on, I'd want to know a lot of things about it, even though I'm not elected officially now. Because, you know, again, these are things that when you sell your assets of your community, you're selling off your history, you're selling off different parts of your community. I mean, it would be the same like Beverwyck Park in Albany. If the city was decided to sell that prime piece of park that's in dead center on Washington Avenue between Partridge and Ontario Street, an historic place, and was to sell it to a developer to build apartment houses,
uh-huh.
you know, it would raise people's eyebrows selling that chunk of property in dead center in the city of Albany that's been an asset of the city for over 100 years, you know?
So for people who listen to this, before the Common Council meeting, what should they do?
Well, they should inquire and ask this permission that was granted by the legislature 2 years ago. Was it absolute that the mayor would be the sole person to be the realtor to find a buyer for this property? Or was, you know, was the intent or was the instruction of the legislature to the mayor to initiate negotiations or to make public the fact that it was available for sale and not just select one person and sell it to them? You know
uh-huh.
what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I think
okay.
it's a fair question if you were a citizen. And again, I mean, in the big scheme of things, it don't seem like a lot of money, $365,000, compared to the millions of dollars the city budget is, but still, again, you're getting rid of an asset, and there's a reason why you're getting rid of it. But you also want to know is that the best price for it?
Okay. It seems as though somebody else is on the line. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hello. Welcome to Focus on Albany.
How are you?
Fine. What's your name?
Honestly, I'm not doing that well.
What's
I got into
wrong?
Some trouble, and I need your help.
Okay.
I just got scabies. And my whole body was infested with them.
So what does that have to do with Queenman's?
Well, I had to hire a special doctor to remove all the scabies, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. So long story short, I ended up going broke.
Yes.
Do you think you could lend me some money? Well, since you're working, can you please lend me some money?
What does this have to do with Queenman's?
How much money do you make? How much money do you spend on weed every month? Hello?
That must have been a crank call. So So in the final analysis, what would you recommend?
Well, I think, you know, a realtor company should be hired, and this property should be marketed nationally as a, for industrial development from down in New York City and Boston and Philadelphia area, an upstate region where an industrial park exists, to see if there's any interest in even Lafarge, the next door neighbor, interested in purchasing the property. You know, the city for the longest time, I remember when I used to live in the city, that if there was a vacant property between two adjacent owners, those owners were always asked first. They always had first refusal to buy the property before it went up for sale because it affected their values of their property, and it was adjacent to them. Maybe Lafarge should have been asked, probably didn't want it, maybe, but they should have at least been courtesy and have asked. They wanted to expand their plant. They just spent $300 million expanding their plant down there, and maybe they had a need for that additional land for setup or manufacturing.
Okay, tomorrow's election day. You have any predictions?
Well, it kind of stands to reason, in the city of Albany, because of the heavy enrollment, it usually turns out whoever wins the Democratic primary generally gets elected. Stranger things have happened. The biggest question is how many people are going to come out and vote in the city of Albany after the primary?
Right.
The primaries are very divisive. You've got the Commisso camp, those people that voted for Grant Jr. that felt the change. They got the McLaughlin camp. They feel that, they cast their vote and they were disenfranchised that their candidates lost. They might not participate in the rest of the general election tomorrow, which could make possibly an historic low vote in the city of Albany.
If Mayor Sheehan wins and it's a low turnout, that's not really a mandate then. Would you say that was correct?
Well, excuse me, as far as mandate, but it just basically shows your base is coming back. And the thing is that, usually when there's a Democratic primary, when there's a victor, they usually bring the other parties together in a sense of uniform and everybody to support the victor, So the number of votes she receives tomorrow will be interesting to see how many of those people, set aside their original selection of either Mr. Commisso or Paula McLaughlin and turn around and support Mayor Sheen's next 4 years in office.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying, Cynthia? it'll show strength because she ended up with 49.9% of the vote after all the absentees
right.
were counted.
And, right.
and that's a good, you know, point to be looked at. But I don't think you're going to see many, you know, you've got some common council races that are going to be interesting, the Crasher race and a couple of others. But but again, you know, it's kind of, you know, they're minor races, and the ones that won the primaries have the upper hand in the coming elections tomorrow.
Well,
I've been reading with interest about the absentees that are going on in that Crasher race, and the Board of Election is holding the applications, and the people don't have access to see why they were filled out or for what reason people are casting votes. But I was looking at the list of the absentees, and you know, there's some things I saw that I felt were kind of strange. Like there was one absentee that Mr. Crasher got from a gentleman who hasn't voted since 1989, almost 28 years ago, and now he's casting an absentee for Judd Crasher tomorrow. And you kind of wonder, you know,
well,
number one, what happened to him for 28 years?
Well, time will tell tomorrow. The polls are open from 6 o'clock a.m. to 9
yep.
p.m. And, you know, we
mm-hmm.
will know who our next mayor and county council will consist of. So
yes.
You have been listening to Conservative Party Chairman Richie Stack. And if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. And if you're in the Albany, city of Albany, please listen to WCAA 107.3 on your dial. Thank you, Richie. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Vote tomorrow from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's really important for everybody to cast their vote. Thanks. Have a great day. Thank you, Richie.
Thank you, Cynthia. Goodbye.